Did we have more tricks or treats last weekend? Last weekend, two wins, two gigantic bags full of candy. Week before that against Minnesota Duluth, zero treats, and unfortunately, lots of tricks.
Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange?
Come with us and you will see, this is our town of Halloween.
Last weekend, certainly an improvement. And that's all anyone can ask for early in the season. Get better every single week. Last weekend, in delivering lots of treats, Bemidji State won an awful lot of face-offs. Having the puck on your stick more typically equates to more goals scored. And it did last weekend.
Beavs keep alive, cross ice now to Corcoran. He'll walk down the left side wall. Carries it all the way back behind the net, tries a wraparound. Puck goes off the skate and in! Went off the skate, I believe, of Noah Quinn. The shot by Vince Corcoran, Beavers lead 1-0.
It's a lot of offensive puck possession time. Great puck movement. And Corcoran just went around the net. Looked like he was trying to center the puck, but a little puck block.
Hudson Thornton backhands off the glass. Love the drop by Noah Quinn. Nifty little pass.
Off the post.
McClain off the post. The rebound between the circles and a goal. Noah Quinn, the initial shot. Then Jake McClain, who got the cleanup. Max Namestnikov. Beavers go up 2-1.
Yeah, great backhand. It went off the far post, came right up the slot.
Beavers flip it ahead. That's Max Vig. Not going to get far enough for an icing call. Beavers chase after it. Centering pass out front. Casper Magnuson. What a pass from Adam Flamang. 3-1 Beavs. High glove side on Kotai. What a pass.
Great pass. Wow. Just a bullet pass, too, and Magnuson able to get it up high, down low. That's not easy to do, and Flamang, I mean, he just took that puck and he knew where Magnuson would be.
Skeleton Jack might catch you in the back and
scream like a banshee, make you jump out of your skin.
This is Halloween, everybody scream.
Results the last 2 weeks, a little Jekyll and Hyde. Minnesota Duluth was picked to be middle to bottom half of the NCHC. Augustana picked to finish in the top of the CCHA. It's the thing about hockey and the thing about sports. Minnesota Duluth picked bottom half of the NCHC off to their best start in 30 years. We think Augustana is going to be good, but will they be? We don't yet know if it was Jekyll and Hyde. All we do know for certain, Beavers head into the madhouse on Mercer, 1 point back of the Bowling Green Falcons. A trick-or-treating edition of the Corner Bar pregame show is next, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.